Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of working with cauliflower brings me to one of my favorite things to do when cauliflower is in season, and that is a cauliflower bisque. And what I love so much about a good bisque is it's always got to remember a bisque has to be three things for it to be a bisque. It needs to be cream-based, potato-based, or pork-based. And we're definitely going to touch on all of those today. What we're going to need first is one cauliflower. I'm going to go ahead and get that cauliflower, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to dice. I don't want to do a dice per se, but I do want to cut it up because what we're going to do is we're going to blend it. I'm going to add to my sauce pot 3 cups of cream, and I'm going to pour that cream over our cauliflower, 4 ounces of onion, 2 cups of chicken stock. If you don't want to use chicken stock, you have a nice vegetable stock. That works fine for me. But chicken stock is always going to be just a little bit, you know, cheaper, a little more cost efficient. But if you are 100% vegan and you don't want to do that, then it's fine. You can just use vegetable stock. Next, I'm going to need 2 red potatoes that I'm going to dice into a medium dice. And I'm going to go ahead and let this cook. I'm going to let it cook for about a good 10 minutes. Once I start noticing that my potatoes are pretty tender, because we never want to blend up potatoes that are not tender. That's going to just be disastrous, to be honest with everybody. I'm going to go ahead and add in 1 cup of bacon fat. I love bacon fat. It tastes so, so good when we're working with cauliflower. And you have to remember, when we're extracting bacon fat, we take bacon fat out best by putting the bacon slow and low. I cannot stress that again. Slow and low when we're cooking bacon to extract all the fat and to render all the fat out of a good cut of bacon. Once the bacon fat is added, I'm going to go ahead and hit it with 1 tablespoon of xanthan gum. Xanthan gum will emulsify the bacon and will make sure that there's no oil floating around in our bisque. Lastly, I will finish this with 2 cups of Parmesan cheese, which will just bring all the flavors together, and a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. But remember to season afterwards, only because the Parmesan cheese in itself is a very salty cheese. So we want to make sure that we had the Parmesan in first before we hit it with salt and pepper. Give it a good stir and enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajh.theuntamedchef.com and give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez coming at you from Quail Park here in Visalia, California for Agnet West.